Welcome to our Rosary Meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Assumption, when God took Mary's soul and body into heaven at the end of her earthly life. The bodily Assumption of Mary is a truth handed down by the apostles who were witnesses of this event. After the ascension of Jesus and the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, the upper room, or the place of the Last Supper, became the first Catholic Church. An ancient document called the Transitus Mariae, based on the writings of Lucius Carinus, a disciple of St. John the Apostle, relates that Mary lived next to this Church of the Last Supper in Jerusalem on Mount Zion for the rest of her life, so that she might be close to her Son always in the Eucharist. The Church of the Dormition in Jerusalem now stands over the site that was her home. This document relates that toward the end of her earthly life, the angel Gabriel made known to her that her time on earth was short. She prayed for the apostles to return, for all but James the Less, the Bishop of Jerusalem, had been sent on mission throughout the world. Mary then visited all the holy sites in Jerusalem one last time. Then all the living apostles returned, except for Thomas. He was late. The apostles were with Mary in her home as she fell asleep or died. The Church has never declared which. Then, with great reverence, the Christian community took Our Lady in a procession through the streets of Jerusalem from Mount Zion to the foot of the Mount of Olives, where they placed her in a tomb near Gethsemane. They all gave her a last kiss and sealed the tomb with a stone and kept vigil there in prayer, where they witnessed her bodily assumption. The apostles, therefore, are the official witnesses of the bodily assumption of Mary, the truth which they hand down by the authority given them by Christ and which we celebrate today. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Finally, the Apostle Thomas arrived in Jerusalem, probably from the eastern edge of Persia. He was distraught that he was too late to see Mary one last time. But to console him, she appeared to Thomas and gave him her cloak, her mantle, as a sign of her love and protection. Then, before he left for India, he entrusted this cloak to the church in Jerusalem for safekeeping. In the 5th century, it was brought to Constantinople, and the church of Blachernæ was built to house this special relic. By 638 AD, Islam had become master of the Middle East. In 718, Constantinople, the capital of the Byzantine Catholic world, was surrounded by Muslim forces bent on conquering the city and destroying Christianity. Everyone in the city was horror-stricken, but the patriarch, main bishop of Constantinople, recalled that in the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant gave the Israelites protection and victory in battle. When the Israelites were outmanned and outgunned at Jericho, now I realize they didn't have guns back then, but it's a good phrase. The Israelites marched around the outside of the walls of Jericho 7 times, carrying the Ark of the Covenant, and the walls fell down, and the Israelites gained the victory by the power of the Ark of the Covenant. Well, the Patriarch of Constantinople, remembering this event, realizing that Mary is the new Ark of the Covenant, and her mantle offered Constantinople the same kind of protection. So on August 15th, 718, the Patriarch of Constantinople and the people marched around the inside of the city walls, carrying the mantle of Mary, the new Ark of the Covenant, while they chanted the Akathist hymn to Mary. And with no explanation, the Muslim invaders fled and were destroyed by natural disasters in their retreat. This victory of Mary prevented the Muslim forces from advancing in the east for more than 700 years. And this victory of Mary is celebrated each year on the first day of October. It's called the Feast of Pokrov, the Feast of the Protection of the Mother of God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
We are still under the protection of the Mother of God. When Mary appeared to Juan Diego in Mexico in 1531, she said to him, "Hear and let it penetrate into your heart, my dear little son. Let nothing discourage you, nothing depress you. Let nothing alter your heart or your countenance. Am I not here who am your mother? Are you not under my shadow and protection? Am I not your fountain of life? Are you not in the folds of my mantle, in the crossing of my arms? Is there anything else you could need?" Throughout this Feast of the Assumption of Mary today, remind yourself of these words, for you are still under the protection of Mary. So entrust to her everything that is out of your control, or seems impossible, or hopeless, and do not worry. Your mother has you under her protection. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The Feast of the Assumption of Mary reminds us that, like Jesus, Mary has a glorified body in heaven. Now recall that hope is the virtue whereby we strive for heaven as something which is possible but not guaranteed. And heaven will include the resurrection of our bodies. So the bodily assumption of Mary should inspire us to hope for our own bodily resurrection. I can tell you, the way I feel today, after hiking a very arduous mountain peak yesterday, I can't wait to have a resurrected and glorified body. And through his own resurrected body, Jesus gives us a glimpse of what our bodies will be like in heaven. His body was not bound by space or time. He could go wherever and whenever he willed by a simple choice. He could pass through locked doors. He could change forms and not be recognized. Yet he could still eat and drink with the apostles. Like the risen body of Jesus and Mary, our resurrected bodies will be immortal. We will no longer be subject to sickness, injury, death, or decay. We will have indestructible life. Now, in this life, we're subject to the laws of nature. I certainly felt that hiking that mountain. But in heaven, in our resurrected, glorified bodies, the laws of nature will be subject to us. We will not need to breathe or eat or drink or sleep, yet we will be able if we want. We will be truly superhuman in heaven because we will share in the very nature of God. Now that is something to hope for. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The bodily assumption of Mary should also remind us that the whole universe will be raised up and transformed. There will be a new heavens and a new earth, as the Bible tells us. I was thinking of the new heavens and the new earth as I was hiking with my daughter Grace through a pristine pine tree forest, crystal clear mountain streams and waterfalls, stunning vistas, and even a couple of moose grazing by the trail. But the best of all was to spend so much time with my daughter in good conversation. It was pure delight, plus a lot of physical torture, of course. When Scripture speaks of a new heavens and a new earth, it means everything good from this life will be in heaven, but none of the bad. Imagine the greatest good thing you like to do here. Now imagine what it will be like in heaven when it is perfected and it will never, ever end. Heaven will be supreme, unending delight. So on this Feast of the Assumption of Mary, as a resolution, ask Mary to replace your thoughts with her thoughts, your feelings and desires with hers, and your choices with her choices. And in this way, let her lead you to heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.
Hello, everyone. I'm Susan Piper at School of Faith. I want to let you know that we are currently accepting applications for our next Catholic Spiritual Mentors program. We especially need men. What about the program? Our goal, our mission, is to help people grow in holiness and in their interior lives, especially through daily mental prayer, meditation. And to help you in this, we want you to have a mentor so that after that, you can turn around and form others by mentoring them. None of us feels qualified or capable of that, and that's why we have a program to form you in. It's a two-year-long program. There's the in-residence time at Savior Pastoral Center in Kansas City, Kansas, and there's also the distant courses that are included in this formation. Think about it. Are you interested in changing others by changing yourself? Sign up and look at our program on our School of Faith website. Hope to see you there. God bless.